Elite Debate Cup license, please.
Oh, what?
A license for my network redundancy protocol, CUP.
Well, it's free, isn't it?
Exactly. The protocol's name is CUP. CUP the redundancy protocol.
What?
He is an redundancy protocol.
CUP is a free redundancy protocol.
Yes. Choose it out of three. I didn't like the others. They're all too encumbered. And now I must license it.
You must be a loony.
I am not a loony. Why should I be tied with the epithet loony merely because I wish to protect my redundancy protocol? I've heard tell that Network Associates is a pet algorithm called RSA, used in the IETF standards, and you wouldn't call them a loony. GeoWorks has a claim on WAP, after what the lawyers do to you if you try and implement it. And Cisco has two redundant patents, both encumbered, and CadTrack has a patent on CASA movement. So if you're calling the large American companies that fork over millions of dollars to use XOR a bunch of loonies, I shall have to ask you to step outside!
All right. A license?
Yes.
For a free redundancy protocol?
Yes.
You are a loony.
Look, it allows for bleeding redundancy, doesn't it? Cisco's got a patent for the HSRP, and I've got to get a license for me route of VRRP.
You don't need a license for your VRRP.
I bleeding well do, and I got one. Can't be called a VRRP without it.
There's no such thing as a bloody VRRP license.
Yes, there is.
Isn't.
Is.
Isn't.
I bleeding got one, look. What's that then?
This is a Cisco HSRP patent document with the word Cisco crossed out and the word IETF written in crayon.
Man didn't have the right form.
What man?
Robert Barr, the man from the redundancy detector van.
The loony detector van, you mean?
Look, it's people like you what cause unrest.
What redundancy detector van?
The redundancy detector van from the monopoly of Cisco-E.
Cisco-E?
It was spelt like that on the van. I'm very observant. I've never seen so many bleeding aerials. The man said their equipment could pinpoint a failover configuration at 400 yards. And my Cisco router, being such a flappy bat, was a piece of cake.
How much did you pay for that?
60 quid and 20 grand for the PICs.
What PICs?
The PICs I'm replacing.
So you're replacing your PICs with free software, and yet you want to license it?
There's nothing so odd about that. I'm sure they patented this protocol too. After all, the IETF had a hand in it.
No, they didn't.
Did.
Didn't.
Did.
Oh, all right.
Speaking like a gentleman, sir. Now, are you going to give me a CARP license?
I promise you that there is no such thing. You don't need one.
In that case, give me a firewall license.
A license?
Yes.
For your firewall?
No.
No?
No. Half my firewall. Head and accident.
You're off your chump.
Look, if you intend by that utilisation of an obscure colloquialism to imply that my sanity is not entirely up to scratch, or indeed to deny the semi-existence of my little half firewall, I shall have to ask you to listen to this. Take it away, caught the orchestra leader.
A zero, a one, a one, zero, one, one.
VRRP, philosophically, must ipso facto standard B. But standard it needs to be free vis-a-vis the IETF. You see? But can VRRP be said to be or not to be a standard C? When VRRP cannot be free due to some Cisco patent tree. Singing.
La-dee-dee, dee, a one, two, three. VRRP ain't free. OPENBSD. CARP is free.
Is this wretched Cisco ease let through IETF to mean my firewall must pay legal fees?
No!
CARP and PF are free.
A fiddly-dum. A fiddle-dee-dee, CARP and PF are free.
A 1-1-2, a tee-hee-hee, CARP and PF are free.
My firewall just keeps running C, bisect it accidentally. One summer afternoon by me, redundancy's good when free.
Redundancy must be free. Redundancy must be free.
At the end.
Under the Geddy Lee?
No, redundancy must be free.
Geddy must be free.